Hello and welcome to Success Babe Radio. I'm your host, Brooke, and I am so excited that you're here. On this podcast, we explore topics such as self-love, mindset, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and all the things you need to create a life you love. We're going to get real and honest about the adventures, challenges, and wins of creating your life on your own terms. You get to define what success means to you, and I'm here to help you make it happen. Let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Success Babe Radio. First of all, I would like to say thank you to everyone who listened to the very first episode, who gave me feedback and encouragement. I appreciate you so much. I don't know where we are right now, but I think it's at like 150 in its category. When it first, the first day it came out, it was 24 in the careers category, which is crazy and amazing. And I am so excited and I really enjoy doing this. So I am excited that you're enjoying it too. For this second episode, I have decided to cover a topic that has come up in from a few people a few times in the past week or so. So I thought it would be a great topic to talk about in the podcast. And that topic is making decisions. And what I mean by this and what I'm going to talk about is for those times when you're maybe having difficulty making a decision and you're being indecisive. So, like I said, this has come up a few times. And so what I'm going to go over is, first of all, I'm just going to talk a little bit about making decisions, how we make decisions, maybe why we don't make decisions, why it's difficult for some people. And then at the end, I'm going to go through some strategies that you can implement when you need to make a decision and so that you can get better at the decision-making process. All right, so let's just get right into it. Now, I know that sometimes making decisions can be tough when you have multiple options. Picking just one can seem like a task, right? And there are obviously many different types of situations where you need to make decisions. So what I'm going to talk about may apply to one situation in particular, but not another. So either way, everything that I'm going to talk about is useful information that's going to help you at some point. So take note and come back to this episode whenever you need a reminder. The first thing that I want to talk about is that indecision is a form of procrastination where action is delayed when there are multiple options and a choice is not made. So there are a few different types of procrastination. You could be someone who just avoids decision-making altogether, but what I'm going to talk, and there's a few other things also, but what I'm just going to talk about today is mostly indecision and when you're struggling to make a choice between a few options or even just come up with an answer. I know sometimes people will, their first response is, I don't know. So I'm going to talk about that too, because that's a big one. But if you are someone who oscillates back and forth between options and you can't seem to be able to make a decision, I want you to know that you don't suck at making decisions. You're possibly just afraid of the potential outcome or of making a mistake or of not liking your decision or wanting to change your mind. And that's what I'm going to help you with in this episode. So when we're faced with options and we need to choose one, we need to make a decision, or sometimes the options aren't right in front of us. It's not always like choose A or B. It could just be choose from all of these options. What do you want to do? What do you want to eat? Stuff like that. So an important thing to remember is if you're really taking your time or holding off and making a decision about the little things, think about how that's going to impact actually making really important big decisions too. Because if you're really holding off on these tiny little decisions on what movie to watch or what to eat or where you want to go out, when those big decisions come up in your life, it's not going to be any easier to make those either. So often we'll have thoughts like, which one is the best option? What if I don't like what I choose? What if it doesn't turn out the way that I want it to? What if something better comes along? And often when we're avoiding making a decision, it's because we think that by choosing one thing, we're missing out on other options. So we delay a decision to avoid any potential loss of the other options or potential discomfort if you don't like what you choose. And once a decision is made, now you have to start moving towards that thing and you have to start taking action and you have to start putting in some type of effort. So when you think about it, in these situations, there's a benefit to not making a decision, right? You just get to stay safe. You get to stay in your comfort zone. You get to avoid potential failure. But by not making a decision, by making no decision, you're actually making a decision not to make a decision. You're choosing not to choose. And that's a decision. You're deciding to stay in the exact same place with no forward momentum or steps or outcome. It's a decision not to make a decision. And I know that might seem like a little, what? But really, when you think about it, that completely makes sense. That's exactly right. When you are not making a decision, you're deciding not to make a decision. So I want to talk about a few things regarding decisions and making choices before I get into ways that you can make decisions effectively. And I'm going to get a bit woo-woo here, so bear with me for a minute. But I want you to think about the concept that there are no wrong decisions. All of the decisions you make and things you do are exactly the right thing you need to do for your life path. Everything happens exactly as it's meant to happen. If it were meant to happen any other way, then it would have happened the other way. And there's an awesome quote by Byron Katie, and it's, "Life is simple. Everything happens for you, not to you. Everything happens at exactly the right moment, neither too soon nor too late. You don't have to like it. It's just easier if you do." And this ties into exactly what I was just saying, that there are no wrong decisions. Whatever you choose is exactly the right choice. And also, this quote by Byron Katie, it obviously doesn't only relate to decisions you make, but it relates to everything in your life. Everything that happens around you, everything that you experience, things other people do, all of the things that happen in your life are exactly how they are meant to happen. Another important thing that I want to talk about is the difference between indecision and indifference. So indifference is having no particular interest or sympathy. And if you're truly indifferent, so maybe sometimes you come up against a situation and you need to choose and you're like, I don't care, whichever one, it doesn't matter. Now that's indifference, right? The thing here is, if you're truly indifferent about the things that happen to you in your life, the things that you experience, the things that go on around you, the things that you partake in, then in this situation, there are probably some bigger questions that you need to ask yourself, things you need to consider that I won't be able to help you with is in this podcast. But for the majority of people, you do care. Apathy is not a good enough excuse. Unless you have a legitimate mental issue that needs to be addressed by a professional, you do care. You absolutely do care about what happens around you. So just soak that in. I'm starting to get a little worked up now, in case you can't tell. All right, so now I'm going to just talk a little bit about how people make decisions. And there's this awesome thing in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And it's these two guys, it's this whole thing, you can look it up. I'm not going to go into what NLP is here, but there's a part of NLP called metaprograms, which describe your behavior. What metaprograms is the behavior and tendencies that you exhibit based on what you value. And this is something that Tony Robbins speaks about a lot. One of the things that he speaks about the most is that people are always moving either away from pain or towards pleasure. So when you're in situations where you're struggling to make a decision, I want you to think about what you're doing. Are you trying to move towards something or away from something? So are you potentially, by not making a decision, trying to move away from a perceived pain? There's a whole lot of other stuff in meta programming that talks about all of this. That's just what I want to cover with you right now. But I really do want you to think about when you're coming up and you're unable to make a decision, why? What are you trying to move towards or move away from in this time when you're not making a decision? All right, so now I'm going to get into some strategies on how to make decisions. There's a lot here, and some may resonate with you more than others, so just take what you need and go with whatever technique helps you the most. But something that I want everyone to do, if you're listening, I would like you to do this if you haven't already, and most people haven't, so it's likely that you're going to need to do this, is find out what your values are and what's important to you, because this is going to help you make decisions much easier. And without knowing what your values are and what's important to you, you're making decisions based on pre-programmed values that have been conditioned most likely during childhood. So when I say your values, what I mean by that is what's important to you in life. What are the things that are most important to you? Happiness, freedom, health, gratitude, all of these things. You can make a list and think about all of these things. And then what I want you to do is think about where you see yourself, where you want to be in your life. If you're not there already, if you've got some stuff to do still, which most of us do, think about where you want to be. And then think about what values you need to have in order to get there. And I'm not going to go into this a whole too much because this is a whole nother episode on its own. But I want to challenge you to consider whether or not the values that you have right now are values that you've chosen or values that were instilled and programmed into you based on your upbringing, your family, what was important to them, the other experiences that you've had in your life, and you just haven't thought about the way that that's affected you or changed you or what it made your values be. Really have a think about that. And I actually have on my website a free booklet that I created, a workbook that has all of this in it and a whole bunch of other stuff too. But you can go and download that for free. It's just on my website, brookealexander.co. It's on the first page there. You'll see it very easy. It has how to create your vision statement, your mission, your values, and also do quarterly planning and whatever else to make sure you're getting the important stuff done. It's what I use. It's what I give to my clients. And I think it's actually going to be very helpful for most of the people that are listening. All right. The next one I got from Brooke Castillo, and she's also amazing. Holy heck, she's so amazing. You need to go and listen to her podcast, Brooke Castillo. Her podcast is The Life Coach School. It changed my life. The first episode, 10 minutes into it, my head was exploding. My life changed right then and there. Anyway, so this is from her, is imagine that both or all of the options turn out amazing. Which one would you choose? Because in many scenarios, we're anticipating the worst case scenario or failure or that things might not turn out the way we want. So consider that whatever you choose, everything turns out amazing, and then choose one, right? The alternative to this is to assuming that things are always going to go horribly wrong and live in a state of fear and worry, and what's the point in that? So I'm not saying keep your head in the clouds, always think that everything's going to be peachy. You be realistic in most situations, but in these situations where you don't need to be assuming that things are going to turn out horribly, don't. When you're trying to make a decision, you can't pick something. Consider that all of the options turn out amazing. Which one do you choose? I love this one. It's a great way to help you make a decision. The next one I have for you is to give yourself a deadline, even for decisions that don't necessarily have a deadline. Just keep it short. Do not let it drag out. Give yourself an hour sometimes, 2 hours, a week, but stick to the deadline. It's really important that you stick to that deadline and that you start honoring the decisions that you make and building up those neural pathways that signal that you make decisions, that you stick to your commitments. And then as you go along, you can choose shorter and shorter deadlines and you become much more efficient at making decisions. The next one I have is the power of words. So stop saying, I don't know. Think about whenever you say, I don't know, you automatically, almost for some people, can probably see in their mind's eye, like visually, a wall come up and you literally block yourself from going any further. If you're saying, I don't know, you're completely stopping yourself from even being able to take one step further because you've eliminated the possibility of moving forward. You've said, I don't know, and that's the end. That's the end of the line right there. You can't go past that. You just say, I don't know, and then you're free. You've relinquished all responsibility from that, right? So instead of just shutting it down, think about a more empowering way that you can face the situation. So what's a better sentence you can use than I don't know? Something more positive, something open-ended rather than closed off, right? So you could just say, I'm working on it. I'm working towards it. I'm making progress. You can say, I have a deadline. Anything instead of I don't know that's going to completely shut you down from moving forward. So this is up to you. You're going to have to come up with your own sentences or ways of moving forward with this. You have to find what works for you. And this is the same for the word try also. I don't like the word try. So instead of saying try, I just stop saying it. I say I'm working on it. I'm making progress. I am figuring it out. I'm getting there. Rather than these closed off, open-ended sentences that just completely put up a wall in your mind and you just can't move past that. All right, we're getting there. We're almost done, I think. No, actually, we still have a while to go, but that's okay. There's a lot of good stuff in here. The next one I have is to trust yourself. So this is something that I've been learning to do a lot lately. And I noticed that for me and for I'm sure a lot of other people is that we have a hard time making a decision because we don't consider our opinions or preferences to be important. Or for some people, maybe they have never even considered what their own preferences are. So what I've been doing is really learning to trust my decisions, my intuition. If I decide something, I don't then go back and question it. I realize that I've made the decision and I trust myself on that. And I think that a lot of people second guess themselves when they really don't need to. And this could just be because they don't trust themselves, or like I said, it also could be because they've just never even considered what their preferences are. So they actually don't know. So maybe they'll come up with an answer, make a decision and be like, well, is that actually what I want? Because I don't really even know what I want. And this also goes back to thinking about what your values are and choosing your values, because in this situation, once you know what your values are and you make sure that all of your decisions align with those values, you're going to be able to trust yourself a lot easier. One that comes up a lot, and I think this one is a huge one for a lot of people, is people are too concerned with how they think other people are going to respond to their decision, which is usually a fear of judgment, which is trying to control other people's opinion of you by making decisions you think they will like, and then they'll have a certain opinion of you because you've tried to control their opinion of you by making a decision based on what they want, right? And that doesn't work. You have no ability to control anyone else's mind, so don't waste your time and life trying. I wish I had mind control. I'd use it for a lot more than just trying to control other people's opinions of me, but we don't have mind control, so stop trying to do it. Something that also is kind of in with this one is people doing things because they think that that is what they should do. And again, that comes back to not knowing what your values are and what's important to you. You're just doing what you think that you should do, maybe because you've seen other people do it. maybe because someone has said, I think that you should do this, and you just take someone else's opinion rather than considering your own. A lot of people will do things because they think it's what other people want them to do. Maybe this is in a family situation. Well, I think my family wants to do this, or my girlfriend or boyfriend wants me to do this. And this kind of comes down to trying to please people and, again, trying to control other people's opinions of you. But like I already said, you can't. It doesn't work. So don't try. In some situations, maybe you've considered all of the options to be equally as good. So you don't necessarily have a preference. And this is not the same as indifference. Maybe both of the or all of the choices in the outcomes that you've kind of considered, maybe both outcomes, all outcomes are equally as good. In this case, just pick one. Just choose one. Extending the decision-making period isn't going to change the end result. And when it comes down to it, a decision is made in a second, right? Not over a few months. Nothing is added by letting the decision bake for a little longer. The decision actually happens in a split second. So once you just make that decision, it's done. The added week, month doesn't do anything in this case, right? You think that both options are good, choose one. Just pick one. The last strategy or tip or whatever this all has been I have for you is, and you probably have heard this before, I hope you have, is do not take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with. Don't take advice from someone that isn't where you want to be. This is important because a lot of the times our friends are going to try and give us advice, or our family members are trying to give us advice, and that's awesome. But when it comes down to it, they have different experiences. Their experiences and their advice are biased, so they're going to give you information and advice based on what they've experienced in their life, and that might not relate to you. It might not be helpful to you. So really, really consider who you're asking for advice and who is giving you advice and what advice you take. All right, we're getting there. A really, really, really important piece of information for you to understand and grasp and fully be aware of is that you should not be making decisions purely based on what you have not achieved in your past. So this is relevant in situations where you're planning for your future, or you're creating something new, or something that you haven't done before. You shouldn't use the fact that you haven't done something before as a guide to what you're able to do in the future, right? I like to use the example when you're a baby and you're learning to walk, you're not using the fact that you've never walked before to stop you from walking. You haven't done it before, but you're going to do it. And eventually you walked, even though you had never done it before. So that is what I mean by not using what you haven't achieved in your past as a guide for what you can achieve in your future. Something important that I think holds a lot of people back, or gives people worry and stress when it comes to making decision, is that they feel like if they make a decision, that's it. That's the decision and you got to stick with it. But in reality, when it comes down to it, you can change your mind. I've done it many, many times. But it's important that you realize that you shouldn't be changing your mind until you started taking action along the path that you've chosen and then decided it's not right. Once you've taken action, done some things, gotten some feedback from the situation, figured it out, and if you've then decided it's not right, you can go back to the drawing board. But only after you've gotten the experience to prove that it's not right. And what I'm saying is proof. Not imagined facts, but experience fact. If the circumstances or situation or knowledge change while you're following through with a decision and you need to change and do something else, that's okay. it doesn't mean that you've made the wrong choice. You chose something. You're making an informed decision now that you need to go and do something different. That is completely okay. What's not okay is if you chop and change your mind back and forth without ever really taking action on any of the paths. And finally, when you make a decision, honor it. As soon as you make a decision, immediately take action in the direction of that decision. Take one step towards it immediately. You need to create momentum straight away. I don't want to say immediately another time, but do it immediately. As soon as you decide something, take steps. Take a step to do something in that direction to create the momentum to start moving towards it. All right, that was the end of my tips. Something a little that I want to leave you with is the importance of decisions and making decisions, and that making decisions gives you full power to create your life. When you're consciously making decisions, you are consciously creating the life you want. So make decisions on purpose. You are fully responsible for your life, and that can be daunting. But take responsibility on purpose. Don't take responsibility for things that happen by default. Experience all of the emotions that come up in your life and don't try to avoid them. There is a quote that I want to share with you by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it goes, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." So make the decision, get it out of the way so you can focus on what's important. That is all I have for you today in this episode. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you thought. There's a little, if you're in the podcast app on the iPhone, if you scroll down to the bottom of the Success Babe Radio page in there, well, first of all, head up to the top, hit that subscribe button, but also then scroll down to the bottom and you can rate the podcast and then leave it a review. And this is really helpful because Apple uses all of this information, and the higher the ratings and the more reviews and all that kind of stuff is, Apple will show the podcast to other people that are searching for similar things. So it really helps me to get the podcast out in front of a lot of people that might also need the information that you've gotten today. But thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And I love you. See you in the next episode.